This is the Financial Compass with Matthew Brunner from Comprehensive Planning Associates. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Matthew provides his clients and prospects with the information that they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Matthew Brunner to help you find your financial direction.
Hello and welcome to the Financial Compass. My name is Matthew Brunner from Comprehensive Planning Associates, LTD, also known as Compass. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show, give us a call, 800-339-9252. Or visit us online at compass-ltd.com. While you're at the website, scroll on down to the radio section of the page. You can check out past shows and subscribe to the program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, even Amazon Music. Now, many people see retirement as a reward for decades of hard work, financial planning, budgetary discipline. So obviously, our anticipation for this key milestone grows as it draws closer. But what if everything doesn't go according to the plan you and your CFP and your advisor so carefully built together? What if, for example, you were to unexpectedly lose your job 5 years before you're going to retire? What if that anticipated job loss happened 2 years before retirement, 1 year before retirement? How are we going to deal with this? Now, sure, some degree of panic is likely, but this is also the moment that financial strategies are built for. So during today's show, we're going to discuss some of the financial strategy steps you can take should you find yourself out of a job shortly before you plan to retire. But before we begin this conversation, I got to introduce our co-host, who the only really time he ever worries about the word panic is if it's attached to the words at the disco. And that's Tony Shore. Tony, how are you doing today?
Well, it's funny you should mention that, because I actually love the last Panic at the Disco album, and nobody liked it. It bombed. Nobody listened to it. People give them kind of a hard time, said they were over, but the latest was so good. But I digress. We're not talking about music today. We're talking about finance. Yeah. You know me. Poor man had to experience it firsthand as we went from record store to record store. And then I geek out on music and facts about bands and things like that. So Matt had to endure that.
I loved it. I would do it again tomorrow.
Well, and as a musician and songwriter and singer yourself, of course, you love music too. So, but your main passion is helping people out there in our area with finances, right? In the area here in New England. And I think that's fantastic. But this topic is going to be a good one. I've had a great week. How about you? Are you keeping busy over there?
Always keeping busy, Tony. Yeah. Always keeping busy. Always looking for, you know, spaces to breathe, really.
There you go. But,
staying very busy. And, you know, if it's not tax season, it's planning season, you know, there's always stuff to do. So,
yeah,
it's a never ending job. It's like that Lamb Chop song, except in career form.
It's like that 80s movie, The Never Ending Story.
Yes.
With, again, I go to the soundtrack, Lamal. Anyway,
I think it's why I like having the hobbies I do, because, you know, when you build something, you build it, it's done. You know, it's like, right, my job is ongoing. It's always, you know, the next day brings it again.
Yeah.
So my hobbies fill that gap where the career does not.
They're projects with a start and finish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Where your job is ongoing with
financial planning. Yes, because it's lifelong for our clients. So it's going to be lifelong for us. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you go through retirement, the retirement planning process and financial planning every day. Most of us are only going to go through it once, right?
Right.
The average couple or average person.
You're original, but then you're going to got to go back and look at it.
Sure. But the planning process is really You go through it every day, like getting to that point of being ready to retire or what happens in retirement. So that's where this topic comes in. You wanted to talk about some strategies if you're laid off right before retirement. And that's tough. I mean, who wouldn't panic if they lost their job not long before they wanted to retire? I mean, that's a nightmare. And so hopefully today you'll calm our fears and calm our nerves, right?
Yeah, for some people, I think it's a blessing. Those that wanted to retire earlier and I told them, you got to work another 5 years, and then they get laid off 5 years ahead of time. Like, oh, I got it my way.
Yeah, that's one way of looking. If your financial advisor, though, already told you you'd need to work another 5 years, you might have to look for another job rather than
you're gonna have to change something. But let's look at the bigger picture right now. The layoffs are big. February brought the highest number of job cuts we've seen since July 2020.
Yeah,
there was a article from Challenger Gray in Christmas. 172,000 jobs cut in just 1 month, leading the way. I guess it's probably no big surprise. 63,000 federal positions were slashed. Yeah. Now, if you're in the tech space, you already know it's been a roller coaster. That pace that was opening doors is now making it harder for folks to land on their feet. There's a lot of tech jobs have gone away. Meanwhile, you know, as AI continues its run towards the destruction of humanity, and those with more traditional transferable roles like management might have a slightly smoother path forward. But let's be clear here, no matter where you've worked or how close you are to retirement, getting laid off feels like a gut punch, especially if you're just a few years away from hanging it up. So what do? Well, you do like we do in all the other things, especially when we talk about planning or markets or even life in general. Breathe, don't panic, and then you get to work on a plan.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's the first step? If somebody out there loses their job shortly before retirement or within a close window there, what's the first step?
All right. So a lot of these things are kind of the same things like we slap, you know, slide down into a bear market. Number one, slow down your spending. You know, so yeah, you just got dealt a tough hand.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to be out of work, especially unexpectedly. And now you're staring down the barrel of an early retirement, maybe, or at least that pause in your income. This is where we slow things down, sharpen pencils, tighten belts, make smart moves. All right. So first things first, it's not the time for a new boat. It's not the time to do your kitchen remodel. Hey, I want an induction cooktop too, but if I had just gotten laid off, it would not be the best time to do it. Put the credit card down. You don't need to go full on no spend lockdown, sure, but you do need to be intentional. But let the dust settle. Give yourself a moment to breathe and to think, to mull this over, and then let's get to crunching some numbers. You need to know what you're working with. What's going out? What's still coming in? How long can you float without a paycheck? Well, if you've done some planning previously, if you've done the planning part and you already probably have some level of emergency fund in case you do lose a job during your working years. What's the other things we have to think about? Health insurance, that's huge. You're going to need to figure out where your coverage is coming from and what's going to cost you. COBRA is not cheap. Now, maybe you're the spreadsheet type, running your own scenarios, forecasting cash flow. You know, you break it down like an actuary. Phenomenal. Congratulations. But if that's not your style, or if you just want a second set of eyes, this is the moment to call in a professional. Like I said, if you called them in before, you probably are already kind of going to be somewhat more okay. But if you haven't, now you need to go meet with a financial planner, certified financial planner, and an advisor or fiduciary. They're going to walk you through your savings, your expenses, your timeline. They're going to help you answer the big question. How long can you go without that earned income? What are your options for bringing in dollars while you're keeping your retirement goals intact? Because make no mistake, you still have options. You've got to plan. Right. So if you've done that already, great. But if you already have a plan, it's going to need some adjusting. And if you don't have a plan, yesterday was the time, but today is now the time. You have to get it done.
Yeah. I mean, Yeah, if somebody's laid off, if your retirement plans were thrown into chaos, especially not long before the big day, the first call should be to a financial services professional. I agree with you there. Speaking of which, maybe you could give us your own perspective on how someone like yourself, a financial services professional, would be valuable to someone after they lose their job, especially shortly before retirement.
Well, if, you know, losing your job right before retirement, it's, you know, the rug's been pulled out from under you. But a good advisor, a good planner is going to help you land on your feet. They're going to work with you, or we would, you know, how do we do it is your question, but I'll talk in the general here for people sure. that work like we do. They're going to help you assess your current savings, identify some income gaps. They're going to create a plan to stretch your assets without derailing your retirement goals. So maybe it's evaluating the pros and cons of drawing from retirement accounts or helping you understand tax implications, perhaps exploring bridge strategies like part-time work, downsizing, or like I said before, healthcare options. They can help bring some light into that darkness. Really importantly, they can also act as a buffer against emotional decision-making, you know, panic thinking, helping you stay focused on long-term stability, not sturm stability, but term stability.
Sturm.
Yeah. Rather than like, you know, that panic thinking. With the right advisor in your corner, you don't have to navigate this alone. We've been telling you this for, I think, 10 plus years now. You can turn a tough moment into a smarter next chapter because retirement is still possible. It might just look a little different than you originally planned, but it's still possible.
Yeah. And that's good to know. And, you know, don't take the doom and gloom attitude, hit it head on and work with a professional that can lay out a plan for you or make adjustments to your plan. Get a second opinion on where you're at once this happens. So I know you have a lot more to give us today, but before we move on, let our listeners know the phone number and web address where they can get a hold of you or get more information.
Sure. You can give us a call, 800-339-9252, or you can visit us online at compass-ltd.com, Tony.
All right. Thanks, Matt. And during the show, you've been talking about things that you can do if you happen to lose your job before your target retirement date, if you're in that window within a few years or especially within the year. Clearly, that would be a jarring situation, but leaning on your financial strategy can help, working with a professional. You touched on the importance of slowing down your spending, crunching your financial numbers. What's next?
Yeah, so we talked about the planning aspect. That's going to help you protect what you have now. It's going to help protect your assets and your long-term chances of success, right? So what is the next thing we want to take about? We've taken that breath. We reviewed those pieces. Now it's time to talk strategy. This is where the rubber meets the road. You've got options, but let's walk through some of these carefully. You know, if you're 59 and a half or older, you can tap into retirement accounts like your 401k, your IRA without facing any penalties. So you can harness this power of kind of the knowledge of what we know that's out there. That's one of the few silver linings to hitting that milestone age. It unlocks some flexibility. But if you're younger than 59 and a half, you know, a lot of withdrawals from those accounts come with a 10% penalty. That's money you don't want to throw away. There is a notable exception. I don't want to get too deep into this, but let's talk about it. If you're 55, let's talk about this one first, and then we'll get the really notable one. And you just left your job. You can take penalty-free withdrawals from the 401k tied to that specific employer.
Sure.
Key detail there, it only applies to the plan from the job you just left. Anything you got stashed away from previous employers, still subject to the penalty, which may make sense as to why you should, you know, combine your old ones and not have eggs all over the farm. You don't want to have all your eggs in one basket, but it's fine to have them all in the same farm. Now, there's also something called substantially equal periodic payments. It's SEPP for short, acronym, the industry's lousy with them. Fancy name, but here's the deal. Let you start pulling from your retirement accounts at any age without the penalty. But there is a catch. Once you start, you're locked in. You can't change it up or shut it off easily. So if your situation improves, you're still stuck taking that income. Not ideal. So what do we always say? Don't turn on income that isn't reversible unless you absolutely have to. There may be better ways to bridge the gap. tapping into savings, maybe home equity, downsizing would make sense for your lifestyle. The point is, it's about playing chess, not checkers. We want to think three steps ahead so you don't back yourself into a corner. You've worked too hard for what you built to do that to yourself.
Right. And that thinking three steps ahead is where you come in, because you've done this so many times and you know all the rules, the ways to avoid making costly mistakes, to try to help your clients avoid that, or people you meet with and talk to. And that's what's so important. Don't back yourself into a corner with your financial strategy, because it went. Well, you know, when it comes to finances, you don't want to put yourself in a situation where you don't have any other cards to play. So look at all the options. Go to somebody who knows what all the various options are going to be for you in that situation.
Yeah. Yep. And so how about next here? Think about whether you want to seek out a new job or retire earlier than you'd originally planned. You know, you've run the numbers. You got a better sense of where you stand, what you save, what you're spending, whether early retirement is truly within reach. Here's the thing. Just because you can retire early doesn't mean you have to.
Right.
For a lot of people, the idea of stepping away completely, it just doesn't feel right. For a lot of people, the routine is the best part of their, or it's, for others, it's the sense of purpose. Maybe it's just wanting to stay connected to those around you. If that's you, it might be time to ask, what kind of work fits this next season of life? You don't have to keep grinding at full speed. Sometimes part-time work or fractional work, where you lend your experience to companies in a limited, high-impact way, that's on the rise. And for others, it's about finding joy again. That can mean working at the golf course, a boutique shop, maybe a hardware store, or turning a passion into a paycheck. You know, retirement doesn't mean retreat. It means realignment.
Right. Right. You somehow managed to bring up the fact that if you ever quit doing this job, you'd like to get a part-time job in a hardware store. I love that. Yeah. But that would be tough for me, because not the hardware store, but just, you know, I love my work. So on one hand, it would be hard to give it up. I've said it before, as long as my voice holds out, I want to keep doing this job. But if I was, you know, in my 60s and I got laid off, you know, I might be inclined to just call it a career.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying at that point, right? Like,
right.
I love helping people. That's the bottom line.
Right.
And for most people, finding one thing in a giant hardware store is next to impossible. So I feel like I might be helping them just as much as getting their financial life in order.
But nope, not comparable. No. But
okay.
Not even close.
I was trying.
Not even close. No comparison or analogy there.
Well, I think it's then just good to say, all right, there's no easy answers, Tony. Okay. I get it.
Yeah.
No. But listen, you can get to a solution you're comfortable with.
Sure.
You know, don't forget, you might have to re-examine your Social Security strategy. If you turn it on early, you're going to take that permanent hit. You know, it's always best, mostly best, not always best. It's mostly best to let it roll up if you can, but you might be faced with a situation where you can't. You know, if you file at 62, your monthly benefit's going to be cut by maybe as much as 35%. That's a big hit. You get your full payment if you're born 60 or later at 67 now. And then, you know, 8% boost every year after that up until 70. So that can be decent, real money. You know, even high yield savings accounts aren't turning that kind of money right now in a fixed thing. So you might have already mapped out your Social Security game plan. But, you know, one thing I do know about maps is they, if you look at them hard enough, you can often find alternate routes.
Yeah.
Heck, nowadays you just tell it to give you an alternate route. But if you have an actual paper map in front of you, you can do the same thing on your own. You know, if a layoff shows up uninvited, you might need to revisit those plans. Sometimes yeah. Early benefits are the only option, but before you file, talk it through. Because once you start, there's usually no turning back.
Yeah. Yeah. And for me, if I wanted to get my Social Security strategy just right, I would work with somebody like yourself, and you can help people see the big picture with their Social Security. You have a great Social Security maximization report that you can run and, you know, see how the timing will affect your monthly check, the taxes, long-term income. It's about feeling confident about your future. You don't want to just try to guess. This is so important. Now, you've been talking about how you can weather a job loss within 5 years of your retirement date. A lot of info show so far today. Let's talk about maybe one more thing that people need to know. What's one more thing that would be?
Yeah, let's see if we can do it in one. I might roll two into one here.
Sure.
See if we
can. Oh, you know, yeah, like, no problem.
One, you want to be.
Well, you can talk about as many as you want.
Okay, well, let's just see. Yeah. If you made the decision to get out there and look for work, you know, utilize your network. Utilize this. Sure. Your former coworkers, old bosses, that colleague you shared bad coffee with for 5 years, if you were unlucky enough to work somewhere with bad coffee, they might be your best source for your next opportunity. You know, a simple phone call. Hey, I'm exploring what's next. Keep me in mind. It's simple. It's real. Don't sleep on your digital presence either. If you got a LinkedIn profile, update it. Listen, there's no shame in what life brings us.
Right.
If you got laid off because you were embezzling funds, all right, shame.
Yeah, that's not good.
But if you were laid off because the company's reorganizing or downsizing or they're doing something different, that isn't on you.
No.
So don't be afraid to tell people what's going on. And
right. Nobody's gonna look down on you because of that. Your friends are friends for a reason. They're not going to judge you for losing your job. If they're friends, they're going to lift you up. And there's no shame in being laid off. It happens.
And if they're really good friends, they'll tease you about it for a little bit. Right.
Oh,
and they're going to help you.
Yeah. If their name mattered, Tony, they might give you a hard time. They might give you a little bit of a hard time. You
any way they can. And doesn't matter if you're 60 or older and you're feeling, you know, even a whisper of uncertainty about your job security, start taking some of those calls with those friends. You know, take that, create a new network and create a way to create wealth for yourself, right? I mean, you may not have that constant income coming in, but you've done some stuff to protect things. You've, you know, harnessed all this knowledge that your advisors have, your planners have. Utilize your network, create a path forward for yourself that you can build a little bit more wealth before you, you know, if you're not early to get that early retirement. Remember, it was the Beatles lyric, you know, we get by with a little help from our friends. If you're laid off later in life, it's not just a lyric, it's a lifeline.
Yes.
Find that way in so that in the end you can thrive.
Yep. I love it's that. Important. How about the Joe Cocker version? Remember that?
Joe Cocker's version or John Belushi's version.
Belushi's of version.
Joe Cocker's version.
Yes, that's the best one of all three is Belushi doing an imitation of Joe Cocker singing that song. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think this has been a great show so far. And I know that, you know, when you as a financial planner, there's a lot of advice out there. You said you had a 5-point five words that people need to understand if they're going to have success, right?
Yes. Protect, harness, utilize, create, and thrive. It's a great way to make sure no matter what situation you're faced with in life, in your financial life, in your work life, some people remember the letters easier, P-H-U-C-T. Some people remember the words protect, harness, utilize, create, thrive. It's just a great way, no matter what you're faced with, to be able to take that breath, look around you, get your resources in order, get your network in order, create a new plan forward so that you end up in the end being able to thrive the way you've always dreamed to.
Right. Protect, or you're talking about safeguarding your assets, right?
Yeah.
Harness, leverage opportunities, harness the opportunities out there.
Yeah.
You know, utilize would mean what? Making the most out of resources?
Yeah. That, you know, in this particular situation we've been talking about today, like your network that you have, the assets that you have on hand, et cetera. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then creating some wealth for yourself, creating a new path forward for yourself. And then what does that allow you to do? Tony, allows you to thrive in the end.
Thrive.
You achieve that financial well-being, that emotional well-being, that spiritual well-being you're looking for.
Awesome. Protect, harness, utilize, create, and thrive. Also, great advice. Matt, great show today, but we're out of time. Let our listeners know before we go how they can get a hold of you. How can they reach you?
You can give us a call, 800-339-9252, or you can visit us online at compass-ltd.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Matt. And listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of The Financial Compass with our host, Matt Brunner.
Thank you for listening to The Financial Compass. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Matthew Brunner at Comprehensive Planning Associates. Call 800-339-9252 or visit their website at compass-ltd.com. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Insurance products and services, fee-based financial planning, and investment advisory services are offered by Comprehensive Planning Associates, LTD. Compass, a registered investment advisor in the state of Connecticut. Securities are offered by Gretchen Brunner and Matthew Brunner through Gradient Securities, LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota, 866-991-1539. Member FINRA, SIPC. Comprehensive Planning Associates, LTD, Compass, and Gradient Securities, LLC are not affiliated companies. Gradient Securities, LLC and Comprehensive Planning Associates, LTD, Compass are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Please refrain from posting reviews of your experience as this may be considered testimonials and are prohibited by the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC. Like should not be considered a positive reflection of the investment advice services offered by Gradient Securities, LLC, GS, and or their investment advisor representatives.